Yesterday, Saraji was explaining citta nupassana, contemplation of the mind. And Saraji explained on vimutta citta, the mind that is free from kilesa defilements, and avimutta citta, the mind that is not free from kilesa defilements. When the yogi is noting continuously, then the yogi is free from kilesa defilements momentarily. If the yogi is able to note for one noting, during this one noting, yogi is free from kilesa defilements. If the yogi is able to note for two notings, he, she will be free from defilements for two notings. If the person is able to note for 10 notings, then there will be 10 moments being free from kilesa defilements. And it is called the Danga Vimota, freedom from defilements momentarily. When the yogi gains momentum in the practice, there will be Vikambana Vimota. Yogi will be free from kilesa defilements by distancing the defilements. What Saraji thinks that the audience may have understood the talk combining with their own practice. So Saraji thinks that the yogis here, they quite understand combining the talk together with their own practice. If it was to explain with more examples, then yogis will understand it clearly. And Saraji also has in mind how it is mentioned in Satipatthana Sutta. So by listening to the teaching of the Buddha, again and again, the persons who have already heard it before, they will have the chance to understand it more clearly. And the ones who are new in the practice, they will come to understand. By noting for one moment, when the yogi is free from kilesa defilement for that moment, then the yogi gains the Danga Vimota, momentary freedom from kilesa defilement. And when the yogi gains momentum, there will be Vikambana Vimota. The mind will be free from defilements by distancing the defilements. In the Satipatthana Sutta, Buddha explained how to practice. Among the four objects, Kaya, Vedana, Citta, Dhamma, the bodily actions, feelings, consciousness, and mental objects, among these four objects, the most obvious is the body. So when bodily activities arise, one should note it right away. It will be kaya nupassana, contemplation on kaya. And when feelings arise, one should note these feelings right away, and it will be vedana nupassana. And when the mind arises, when the yogi is contemplating on the mind, contemplating on the consciousness, it will be citta nupassana. When other general things arise, such as seeing, tasting, when the yogi is mindful, it will be dhamma nupassana. So Saraji will start again to explain on these things. In the practice of Satipatthana, one should be mindful all the time. And in order to note, one needs necessary heat in order to heat up the mind. So if one does not heat up the mind will be cold and lazy. And there will be lack of mindfulness. One will be letting his or her mind go free, and the person will also lack control of eye faculty, ear faculty, and so on. So the person who lacks mindfulness, who keep the mind go free, not having restraint, they are wasting their time, going, standing, sitting, lying, they are wasting their time. And whatever posture they may be in, their mind is moisty or damp with kilesa, defilement, moist, and their mind become stray. Only if one is not mindful of the presently arising object, then one will come to know clearly of the object. If one is not mindful, he, she will not know the object, and there will be moha, delusion. The noting mind will not stick on the object. When the noting mind does not stick on the object, there will be odaja, restlessness. Not only restlessness, but at times the mind will go far, the mind will scatter, and there will be vikhepa, scattering of the mind. When there are kilesa moist, defilement moist in the mind will be dirty and polluted. If one lets the mind be dirty and polluted, it means that the person does not have moral shame or moral fear from this polluted mind. So whenever there is lack of mindfulness, the mind will be unwholesome. And when the mind come across desirable objects, there can be greed. When one comes across undesirable objects, there can be anger. If one does not have good attention, wise attention, then these defilements, such as lobha and dosa, can enter the mind. Having defilements such as lobha, dosa, moha, the mind is polluted, damp and wet with defilement moist. Saraji gives an example. If the clothing is wet and damp, it will be heavy, it will not be light. In the same way, the mind that is wet with kilesa moist will be heavy. It will not be light. And also, the body will not be light, but it will be sluggish and heavy. So if one is to look for the cause why the mind is wet and damp, it shows that the mind is lacking atapa, ardent effort. Lacking atapa, ardent effort, to heat up the kilesa defilements, then the mind is moist and damp with these defilements. Atapa, ardent effort, can heat up the mind so that the kilesa moist will be dried. So one needs this atapa viriya, ardent effort, in order to dry the kilesa moist. And when the mind is moist or wet with kilesa moist, having these lobha, dosa, moha entering into the mind, then the mind will not be calm, there will not be samatha, the mind will not be calm. Only when the mind is calm, one can develop knowledge such as cause and effect, and one can develop vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, stage by stage. So only when the mind is calm, one can develop samatha and vipassana, calm and insight. When the mind is not free from kilesa defilements, there will not be peace. The mind will not have necessary strength, and thus the mind will not be matured. When the mind is not mature, when this person come across good and bad objects, defilements such as lobha and dosa will arise, and the person will be tormented by these defilements of lobha and dosa. Lack of spiritual strength, lack of spiritual maturity, one will not have any strength to repel such defilements. Lacking knowledge, there will not be maturity. One will not have spiritual strength, and thus one will be losing from these defilements. One will be defeated by these defilements. And such person is called Pamada Vihari, the person who lives in negligence, failure, heedlessness. Pamada Vihari, the person who lives in negligence, the person is negligent, failing to refrain from things that should be refrained from, negligent, failing to perform things that should be performed. And such person lives in suffering. Everyone likes good things. Everyone hates suffering. It is the human nature, dukkha patikula. They dislike suffering. And sukha kama, they like pleasant, good things. So one needs to be careful not to meet with suffering. One needs to remove the suffering, and one needs to gain happiness, the kind of happiness that has guarantee. Practicing Satipatthana meditation, one can gain this genuine happiness. Buddha practiced Satipatthana meditation himself, and after Buddha practices Satipatthana meditation himself, Buddha taught the beings the Satipatthana practice so that beings will get genuine happiness. So Buddha taught the Satipatthana practice after Buddha knew such method by attaining Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge, and Buddha guided the beings with karuna, great compassion. So, in order to dry up the kilesa moist, one needs atapa, ardent effort. And one needs samapadana, one needs supreme effort in the practice. In order to gain the genuine happiness, one needs to sacrifice, let my sinews dry, let there be only a bone left, let my flesh dry, and let my blood dry, but I will keep on practicing in order to dry up the kilesa defilements which has been causing suffering. And one should be willing to sacrifice one's own life in the practice. But Saraji says that even though one sacrifices one life to practice, but there have been no cases of death during the practice. That's why yogis should be courageous in their practice. Courageous enough in order to sacrifice one's own life. And yogis should be courageous. They should not be afraid of pains, and they should not be afraid whether one will get illness during the practice. In this way, they must be courageous even to give up one's life, one body during the practice, so that one can practice diligently in order to dry up the kilesa moist. So one should be asserting this ardent effort continuously. So long as one has these defilements, one will be meeting suffering. If one does not want suffering anymore, then the best weapon is to practice with atapa, ardent effort. Saraji explained that 100% of suffering are caused by defilements such as lobha, dosa, moha. Indulging in these defilements, one meet suffering. So that's why the root cause of these suffering are the kilesa defilements. Buddha found out that the cause of suffering was kilesa defilements. And the moment these kilesa defilements are arising, these defilements torment and torture the person so that the person suffers. Indulging in these defilements, the person suffers at present, and the person will also get bad consequences in the future as well. At the moment of arising of these kilesa defilements, one suffers, and by indulging these defilements, one will suffer from these bad consequences in the future as well. Seeing the flaws of it, in Pali it is called bhikkhu. Sansare bhayam ikkhati ti bhikkhu. It is the definition of bhikkhu. One's life, which is a current of nama rupa, mind and matter arising continuously as cause and effect, one sees flaw in this samsara round of existence where nama rupa are continuing as cause and effect. It is not enough just to see the flaws of samsara round of existence. It is not enough just to see the flaws of suffering, but one needs to remove three forms of defilements. Buddha had shown the way how to remove these three stages of defilements. Transgressive form of defilements, gross defilements, could be overcome by practicing sila, morality. Obsessive form of defilements that manifests in the mind could be overcome by practicing samadhi, concentration. Latent and dormant form of defilements can be overcome by developing vipassana panya and ariya panya, insight knowledge and path knowledge. By practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one can remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements which have been tormenting the being throughout the samsara. Round of assistance. The one who sees the flaw of suffering of this round of assistance, one should remove these kilesa defilements. One should abandon these kilesa defilements. Being able to remove and abandon these defilements, one can gain genuine happiness. Another definition of bhikkhu is kilese pendatiti bhikkhu. It means that the person who abandons and removes these kilesa defilements is called a bhikkhu. Kilesa defilements which have been tormenting the person so that the person meets suffering, the kind of defilement that can arise by lack of sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, these gross, medium, refined form of defilements, they are the nearest internal enemy. By practicing sila, samadhi, panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one can abandon these defilements. The person who abandons these defilements by practicing the three trainings, sila, samadhi, panya, is called a bhikkhu. Buddha explained how one should practice in the Satipatthana Sutta, Ida Bhikkhave Bhikkhu. So, Ida Bhikkhave Bhikkhu means a bhikkhu who is in the teaching of the Buddha. So, some will say Buddha mentioned bhikkhu, so it does not include us. During the Buddha's time, there were four kinds of audiences: bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, monks, female monks, and also upasaka, male devotee, upasika, female devotees. So there are four kinds of audiences during the Buddha time. And if it was to include the Brahma and the Deva, there will be more of the audience. But nowadays, in Theravada, there is no bhikkhuni, but in Mahayana tradition, there are bhikkhuni. So during the Buddha's time, there were all four audiences present: bhikkhu, bhikkhuni, upasaka, and upasika. But Buddha said bhikkhu because the monks were the main people who were listening to the discourse. So that's why Buddha said bhikkhu addressing the main audience, but Buddha mentioned also to Bhikkhuni. Buddha gave this discourse not only to Bhikkhu, but also Bhikkhuni, and also Upasaka and Upasika, all the audience. Nowadays, the ones who practice Satipatthana meditation, there are more male and female lay devotees than the monks. According to Suttanta method, everyone, whether male or female, whether the lay devotee, whoever practices so as to abandon these kilesa defilements, can be called bhikkhu. Seeing the flaws of the suffering of samsara, round of existences, when one practices in order to abandon gross, medium, and refined form of defilements that are causing the suffering, such person is called a bhikkhu. So whether the person is a human, a deva, or a brahma, if he, she practices Satipatthana meditation in order to abandon these kilesa defilements, they are called bhikkhu. One needs to follow the Satipatthana path by observing whatever object that arises. Whenever there are bodily activities, one should be mindful of them with ardent effort, with sustained mindfulness. One should keep on following, walking on the path of Satipatthana. Whenever there are good and bad sensations and feelings, one should be noting them with diligence, sustained mindfulness. Whenever there are thoughts, imaginations, mental emotions, one should be noting them with diligence and sustained mindfulness. And whenever there are other activities, one should be noting them diligently with sustained mindfulness. In this way, one is walking the straight path of Satipatthana practice by noting whatever object that arises. Patipannaka is the person who practices according to the path that Buddha has shown. And by walking this path of Satipatthana practice, by walking straight on this Satipatthana practice, by practicing diligently, respectfully, this person, whether is Brahma or Deva or human, is called a bhikkhu. Seeing the flaws of the suffering of the samsara, practicing in order to abandon these kilesa defilements, the person is called a genuine bhikkhu. So it doesn't mean that just by wearing the robes, one can be called bhikkhu, but Syaraji says one should practice accordingly, accurately, according to the guidance given, according to the teaching of the Buddha. One should practice so as to become a true bhikkhu. So, Satipatthana practice was taught to everyone, not only the bhikkhus, not only the monks, but it was taught to everyone. But just by seeing the word bhikkhu, one should not think that it does not include us. So people should not be discouraged that this Satipatthana Sutta has nothing to do with them, but actually The Satipatthana Sutta has to do with everyone. So one should be walking straight on the Satipatthana path so that they also will be included in the list of bhikkhu. In order to be free from suffering, one cannot just remove the effect. It will not be of any use in order to remove the effect, but one should know the cause. One should remove the cause so that the effect will be removed. So one should abandon the cause. When there is no cause, this bad effect will not take place. So in life, when there is a rebirth, when there is birth, in life, one have things that one does not want to. Even though one wants to stay young, one grows old. Even though one wants to stay healthy, one gets illness. Even though one wants to live long, one dies. In one's life, also one encounters grief, sorrow, lamentation, physical pain. There are also physical illnesses such as cancer or AIDS, which could not be cured. So people are encountering physical suffering. And when encountering physical suffering, when they don't have spiritual strength, spiritual stamina, they also have mental suffering. So, because of birth, because of a new birth, there is bound to be old age, disease, and death. What is causing birth is good and bad deeds. With good intention, one performs good deeds, which can lead them to be reborn in good existence. With bad intentions, one performs bad deeds, which can lead them to be reborn in bad existences. Not knowing the flaws of the suffering of life, one becomes attached in life, one clings to it. Not contemplating on Kaya, Vedana, Citta, Dhamma, not contemplating these four foundations of mindfulness, one does not know the truth. One does not gain samadhi, concentration. One will not know the truth. One knows wrongly, and thus there will be moha, delusion, and there will be avijja, ignorance, not knowing the truth and knowing wrongly. Saraji gives an example of the eye which has cataract. The eye which has cataract does not see, or it sees just vaguely, dimly. In the same way, ignorance does not know the truth and it knows wrongly. Knowing wrongly, one takes things as good. One thinks seeing, hearing, tasting, touching as good. So they want to see good things, they want to hear good sounds, and so on. Being hungry, being craving for such seeing, hearing is tanha, craving. And wanting better and better things, there is this hunger, craving. Wanting good things is ordinary tanha, ordinary craving. And when one gets what they want, They cling onto it, they grasp onto it, and it is upadana, clinging. And they also think, I am seeing, I am hearing. And then they think it is the jiva atta, individual soul, which is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on. So they have this wrong view of atta. Knowing wrongly, there is craving, and also one cling with craving, one cling with wrong view. Having this kilesa moist, having kilesa moist, one performs good and bad deeds. With good intention, one performs wholesome deeds. With bad intention, one performs unwholesome deeds. So, wholesome and unwholesome deeds, they lead to further existences, and thus there will be more old age, disease, and death. There will be more suffering. So, in one's life, there is more of bad things than the good. Seeing the flaws of these suffering, Buddha guided the beings so that the beings will see the flaws of suffering. Buddha guided so that beings will see the flaws of birth, old age, disease, and death. In order to avoid birth, one should not be doing deeds. In order to be free from deeds, one should dry the kilesa moist. Drying up the kilesa moist is the cause, so that when the kilesa moist is dried, there will not be good and bad deeds that can lead to further existences. So, because of these kilesa moist, there will be good and bad deeds, and due to good and bad deeds, there will be immediate results as well as further result, and thus it will be going round. In order to avoid kilesa moist from entering into the mind, one should have atapa, one should have ardent effort all the time. Having atapa, ardent effort, in the practice, one should be noting, full of alertness, readiness, activeness, in noting the present object every single second. Being alert, active, to note every single second, there will be sustained mindfulness. The mind will not run elsewhere. The mind will be calm and collected, and thus there will be samadhi, concentration. The mind will not be agitated by lobha dosa, but it will be calm and collected, and thus one comes to know the truth. In order to note the presently arising objects, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, without missing, having this sati, mindfulness, in order to note without missing whatever object that arises, one is said to be walking on the Satipatthana path, and such person is said to be afraid of the suffering of samsara. So, the one who practices diligently, respectfully, on the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom that Buddha had prescribed, in order to overcome gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, such person is said to be walking the straight path of Satipatthana practice. So when practicing Satipatthana meditation, if the person misses or fails to note, the person is off the Satipatthana track. The person is off the Satipatthana path. Saraji gives an example of driving a car. If the driver cannot control the steering, he she will be off the road. So practicing Satipatthana meditation is like driving a car, having a good control of the steering, as well as having a good brake in the car. If the driver cannot control the steering, or if the car does not have brake, then the person will lose control of his car, her car. There will be an accident, hurting oneself as well as disturbing others. In the same way, in the Satipatthana practice, mindfulness is like the steering in the car, and one also needs the brake, the control, so that one has good control of oneself, one will not be hurting others. Having control of oneself, one can be free from these kilesa. One can be free from being hurt, and one will not be hurting others. So tomorrow, Saraji will explain that by having the kilesa moist, one end up doing good and bad deeds, and good and bad deeds further lead to immediate results as well as further results. Sadhu, sadhu.